We have really rich readings today, and I think there's a link that links them together. In our first reading, we have King Solomon, who is the son of King David. And at the beginning of his reign, the Lord appears to Solomon in a dream and says, "Ask something of me and I'll give it to you. What do you want of me?" And instead of asking for health or wealth or revenge on his enemies, he asks for wisdom, a wise and discerning heart. I probably would have asked to have my car loan repaid. But Solomon, being much better than I am, he asks for wisdom, to know God's will. In our gospel today, Jesus tells a couple parables. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field. Then the person goes and sells everything that he has to buy that field." And then he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. And he sells all that he has in order to buy the pearl of great price." So we can ask ourselves this morning, if God said to me, ask of me whatever you want, what would I ask of God? What would I ask him for? Or we could ask ourselves, what's for me, what is that treasure buried in a field that's worth everything, that I would sell everything that I have in order to obtain? What's the pearl of great price? What is it? Our second reading today is from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And this is one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible. It's a chapter that I've been praying with for many years, ever since I was in high school, actually, praying with Romans chapter 8. And today we hear one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible, a verse that I think about so often. That's Romans 8:28. "We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." We know that all things work for good for those who love God and are called by him. This is a pretty radical thing for St. Paul to say. He says all things work for good. Not just the good things work for good. But he says all things, so that means the good and the bad works for the good in the lives of those who love God and are called by him. So it's pretty easy to see God's goodness at work in our life when good things are happening to us, when we get a raise, when we get a promotion, when our garden looks great, when we're in good health, when our family's in good health, when our children are successful, when cancer goes into remission. There are many blessings in our life that we can count and do count as signs of God's love and favor. But what about when the opposite happens in our life? When we get hailed out in the storm, or if we lose our job, or if our kids are in trouble, or sick, or if we're sick? Are the bad things that can happen to us a sign of God's disappointment? Is he punishing us or showing us that we've lost his favor? We have to say no, because St. Paul says all things work for good for those who love God. Everything that God permits to happen in my life works for my good. The good things and the bad things. God works the bad things even for our good. But we can be very attached to the good things that we want to happen in our life. Someone who I speak with often, a friend of mine, has been out of work, or was out of work for a long time, because he contracted COVID and then developed what they call long COVID. And he ended up losing his really good job that he'd had for 20 years. Because he'd worked for this company so long, he made a lot of money. He really liked his job. But he lost his job. He didn't get a severance package and has been really struggling financially since then. And now he's pretty seriously in debt. Thankfully, he's found a new job, but it doesn't pay nearly as well as his old job. And he's been trying to bring justice to the situation of justice. And it is an injustice what's happened to him, especially losing his job unjustly, not getting any severance package. So he hired a lawyer to try to get him his job back. That's all he wanted, his job back. In hiring a lawyer, he had to take on more debt, and that didn't go anywhere. Now he's trying to hire a lawyer again so that he can at least get a severance package from this company. Obviously, a lot of misfortune has happened to him. But as I talk to him, I realize it seems like he's growing more and more resentful. Often he'll say to me, "God let me down. God failed me. What did I do to deserve this?" It's understandable how that poor guy feels. And I always tell him we have to trust in God's will, that whatever he brings into our life, good or bad, serves a good purpose for us. But what can make it very difficult for us to believe this and to live this is that we become attached to our own outcome. There's an outcome that we want. And maybe we believe that God is going to give it to us. But then we wait and wait for that outcome that we want, and we can end up becoming resentful in the process. So what happens is when we decide that it's our outcome that's really going to be for the good in this situation, we end up placing limits on God and what he wants to do for us and what he can do for us. I was vocation director for a number of years in our diocese, and there were some young men that I worked with who were so good and much holier than me, and I really thought that God was calling them to the priesthood. And I really hoped this for them because I really cared about them and wanted for them the wonderful life that I have as a priest and really felt that they could bless the church. And so when those really, really good guys in whom I had invested so much time, for whom I'd prayed for many years, didn't go to the seminary or got engaged or got married, that was hard for me. And I never felt resentful of the guys themselves, but I did really question why God was doing or not doing what I thought obviously should be his will. Why didn't God call them? Why didn't God make their call obvious to them? Why did I have to invest so much time in them? Why did I care about them so much? But I was really attached to the outcome that I wanted. And in doing so, I placed limits on the good things that God wanted to do, the good that he had in mind. So once I was complaining about this to Mother Mary Claire of the Handmaids, my close friend also from this parish originally, and she said something that helped me a lot. She said, "God calls who he wants, not who we want. God calls who he wants, God's will." So I've been repenting of the ways I was resentful towards God and towards his will, which wasn't my will, but which is always better than my will. God's will is always better than my will. And when we can accept his will and embrace his will, God can really do beautiful things. As a priest, I've had the privilege of walking with many people during difficult times in their lives, and I'm thinking back to a woman I was helping. She's in her 50s, and she had a serious cancer diagnosis. And she fought and fought with treatments, but her cancer kept returning. And when I first started visiting her, There was a lot of resentment there, resentment towards God that he was allowing this in her life. She had really felt like she was finally in the prime of her life. She was enjoying her grandkids. She was getting close to retirement. She had a happy marriage. She liked her job, even though she was really looking forward to retirement, and had a lot of excitement for the future. And then she gets this cancer diagnosis, and as much as she fought it and fought it, she just kept getting sicker and sicker. So I kept visiting her and praying with her and praying with her family. And as time went on, I really noticed a change in her. She became more peaceful. During that time, she forgave some people who had wronged her in the past. She reconciled with someone that she had a really bad relationship with. And during that time, her friends and her family were visiting her often. They cared for her so well. And as I continued to visit with her, I just noticed how much the atmosphere of her house had changed from when I first went, when there was just a lot of mourning and like a bitter sadness, to a house of joy. During those last days, there was so much laughter in her house. Her family, they'd look upon their mom with such love. She would look upon them and her husband with such love. The last time I saw her, I was asking her about her journey and just to talk about it. And she said at first she was so angry with God, and she thought, how in the world could God do this? Why is he punishing me like this? But she said, as time went on, I began to realize that things were happening within me that never would have happened without the cancer diagnosis. I was coming to peace with the past. I was reconciling with people in my life. And then she said, as I accepted what God had done, what God had allowed in my life, I really became very peaceful. And she said, today, I'm grateful for this illness because I know it's made me a better person, and I know that heaven awaits me. So in our first reading today, the Lord says to King Solomon, what do you want? Ask anything. What if we would ask that God's will be done in my life? What if we would ask that God's will, not my will, but God's will, would be for me the treasure buried in the field and our pearl of great price? How much fulfillment and peace we would finally experience in our life, believing that what God has done in my life, the good and the bad, is all for my good, and that all of it, all things, the good things and the bad things, are part of God's blessing, his good plan for my life.